gosh, I hope you're even able to get this file. I really have to figure this out. If anybody knows what I'm talking about, especially, I know this is very meta, but especially if anybody, any podcasters are listening and you figure out how to do it, or you've been doing it differently anyway, let me know how you do it. How do you add the ID3 tags to your file before you upload it to your hosting service? I really need to know that, need to figure that out. Please, it's a big pain in the ass. All right, moving along. So, I'm at the phlegm in my throat today. Forgive me, I sound like Big Fatty. Maybe it's not phlegm.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
If anybody knows what I'm talking about, I sound like Big Fatty, and you figure out how to do it, I sound like Big Fatty, or you've been doing it differently anyway, I sound like Big Fatty, let me know how you do it.
Yes! Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 3052, I say chew. Of the BFO for two, I say Tuesday, the 22th of October, 2019. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Big Fatty, I did not hear Dr. Stone with us because he's having hot flashes. Big Fatty. Hello, Randomoniums. Big Fatty, that's trademark. No, everything's in public domain now, you know, like Clementine. Clementine is in public domain. Randomonium's in public domain. Big Fatty, you're going to get in trouble. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Y'all got a little bit of sad news on Monday afternoon. Musing Mark, who is the twin brother of Midwest Matt, posted on the 20 that Midwest Matt's husband, Sean, passed away on Monday afternoon. And y'all, he had been diagnosed, I believe it was with the cancer, just recently, but it was in a very advanced stage and everything. And I believe that they recently, you know, even with the diagnosis, they recently got officially married. And on Midwest Matt's last little show, Sean was on there, and y'all, it was nice to hear. And Midwest Matt and Musing Mark, and I know that Midwest Matt is definitely grieving, and he was with Sean when he passed away. And y'all, there it's odd, but there is some comfort in that, because you're there. That's what happened with with the Orange Hat. And I know that Musing Mark will be there for Matt and help him through the early days of what he's going through. And so anyway, y'all, just keep Midwest Matt, y'all, just a sweetheart. Y'all, you know, he's best known on the BFO for his Shark Week entry at the car wash. And anyway, y'all, keep him in your thoughts, and Just send him a little love. Yes, Big Betty, we're going to send him a lot of love.
Oh, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary.
And y'all, just to go along with that sad news, I've got a little more sad news to pass along as well, but we'll wait to the end of the show to do that. But y'all, today we also have some happy news, and y'all, it is the anniversarium of the one and only Miss Kim Beva. Beva, we love Kim Beva and her Lesbyterian wifey. Oh, Big Fatty, you know that they're gonna have a tuna casserole and probably exchange new plaid shirts, and who knows, maybe they'll even just go and rent a U-Haul for old time's sake, and then they'll head on back home, and they'll have some anniversarium cake, and who knows, maybe they'll even pull out the scissors. Big Fatty, I don't believe I said that. Well, it's true, but y'all, if you see Miss Beva or her wifey on the Twitter or the Facebook, wish them happy anniversarium.
Happy, 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 happy anniversary.
All right, knock it off.
You want me to play it again? No, not literally. But anyway, y'all, let's see. What have I done since I talked to you yesterday? Oh, y'all, we recorded the Survivors Ready on Sunday night. It was, first of all, before I go any further, y'all, I am embarrassed. I am just embarrassed. Y'all, the person I couldn't remember that was on Stick It With a Poke was the number one fan of the BFO. Oh, Big Fatty, you are definitely, you're just embarrassing. It's true. Bill in St. Louis, know you're in good company that Big Fatty can't even remember the number one fan. Big Fatty, he's been around so long, he probably didn't remember he was on it. But anyway, y'all, we had the Fed driver. Y'all, he was mad as a snake at old Crooked Hat, and there may have been a tongue lashing, and Sam in the Hinterlands was there, old Crooked Hat and myself. And so, y'all, we recorded that. And, y'all, I climbed into the live chamber. And y'all, the sports ball game was on. I know Miss Bacon was happy because the 10-gallon hat team won the sports ball game and beat the crap out of the... I believe it was the Philly? No, the Philadelphia Eagles, which would make my friends Jerry and Rick very upset. It was either the Eagles or the Jets. I don't remember. Ready? But anyway, y'all, and I went to sleep, and y'all, I didn't really have a problem going to sleep, but y'all, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I woke up and I kind of tossed and turned. And y'all, I'm going to tell you something. I was so gassy last night. Y'all, it was like I was being filled with jet fuel, and I had enough in me that I was going to be shot into the air. But I did finally go back to sleep. Y'all didn't wake up until 10 a.m. in the morning. Big Fatty. got up, had my coffee and a little piece of toast, and y'all went for my morning nipple walk. Then came back, got my shirt. Y'all did a little laundry. Yes, we've had any no underpants. No, I did not have any underpants to wash. But did that, and y'all then went out for my second nipple walk of the day. So I got my 10,000 steps in for Monday, and y'all, then I was sitting out there on the veranda of the villa, and but y'all, the one thing that came up today was I was watching The Price is Right. Y'all, do you watch The Price is Right? Well, anyway, y'all, they were playing a game they hadn't played in a long time called the Golden Road. Big, fatty, toppy, smelly would probably like to go down the Golden Road. Well, anyway, it's only if they had showers. Big! Y'all, it made me think, you know, which of the games that they have on The Price is Right do they play the most? And which are the most popular? Well, y'all, there's no doubt that the most popular game is the Plinko. Everybody loves the Plinko. And the second most popular game was the Yodel guy. Big Fatty, the mountain climber. It's true, cliffhangers. And y'all, that's an easy one to win, too. But y'all, I just thought, well, which? And y'all, the most popular game is called Double Prices, where they have a prize and they have two prizes, and you have to choose one of the two prices. So it's a 50-50 game. And y'all, I went and did a little research. Beep, Fatty, who knew? And y'all, Double Prices is the game they play most often. Y'all, it's been played a total of 1,643 times. Now, y'all, it is followed closely by Most Expensive. Like, all right, which of these two prizes is the most expensive? And then the Any Number Game, where you win the car or the gift or the piggy bank, that's number three. Y'all, the money game, I don't know what the money game is. I can't picture that. The range game, they played it today. The Lucky Seven, the squeeze play, the clock game, and the one right price. And then Plinko is up there. The dice game, the grocery game, you know, the race game, you know, things like that. But y'all, there are some of the, y'all, there are 110 different games. Some of them are no longer are being done. One of the new games that they've come out with is called Gridlock. And y'all, it's a stupid game. And y'all, then another fairly new one is the Hot Seat. Y'all, that one's okay. And then the Vendo Price. Y'all, they played that today, and it's kind of stupid too. But anyway, and y'all, one of the ones that they don't do anymore that I really kind of liked was the Super Bowl. Y'all, it was where they would roll. It was the skee ball game, and you'd roll the Super Bowl and all. So y'all, I just thought that was kind of interesting. And y'all, you can get all this kind of totally useless information. Yes, we got it from the BFO. No, you can also get it at tpirstats.com. Big Fatty, we'll mark that one down so we don't have to bother going over there. Yes, we got it. You know, Dr. Stone used to love The Price is Right. In fact, I believe he enjoyed it so much he shat himself in his chair because he didn't want to get up and miss the spinning of the big wheel or something. I don't know. But anyway, y'all, just and that's pretty much has been my day. I can't think of anything else I need to share with you. Y'all, while I was out on the nipple walk today, I realized for a normal week, y'all, I probably when I'm doing the two nipple walks a day and getting my 10,000 steps and all, I probably walk as much as I drive or more than I drive. Because, y'all, I don't really drive a whole lot. You know, the Von's East and maybe down to the coal mine. y'all, it's, which I think is a very healthy thing to do. Yes, Big Fanny, you're going to vomit? Not sure what's going on with that. My yard man is coming today, and Hortensia's coming. So, y'all, I'll have a full report on Hortensia and the yard man on tomorrow. I don't know if we can stand the excitement of waiting for that. But anyway, y'all, I said I had a little bit more sad news. Y'all, I had an e-letter from Princess Hannah. You know, she and her betrothed, Joe, they're going to be getting married here in the near future. Big Fanny, have they set a date? I didn't remember Bill in St. Louis being on Poke It With a Stick, so I don't remember if they've set a date or not. But Princess Hannah will write me about 4 o'clock in the morning and tell me. But anyway, y'all, Joe... one of his best friends, who was going to be his best man at said aforementioned wedding, y'all, he passed away, and so that was it. That took its toll. I think he took it kind of hard. And Princess Hannah obviously knew him. Very well, because, you know, he's going to be the best man at the ceremony. And hours later, or the next day, Joe's grandfather passed away. Death is part of life. And it's not easy, but y'all, I'm gonna say this again, that if it didn't hurt, if you don't feel anything, that's even sadder. And I everybody deals with death and grief and all in different ways. And y'all, it's what everybody was telling me when I was going through all the stuff with the Hatterina and the Orange Hat, is just take care of yourself. You've got to take care of yourself. And there's only so much you can do. You can't do it all. Okay, you cannot do it all, and you cannot hold yourself responsible that you can't do it all. So, y'all, just look out for yourself. Remember those who we've lost, and raise your head up, like old Stinkpot says, face forward. Chin up and do the best you can. And y'all, I couldn't say it better myself. Fanny, then why don't you just let him say it? Well, okay. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, you heard Archer. Y'all, I've been talking about it being sad and everything. Y'all, it's just sad that Archer is just having so many technology problems. Archer, would you like to recap those for us?
If anybody knows what I'm talking about, may I sound like Big Fatty, and you figure out how to do it, may I sound like Big Fatty, or you've been doing it differently anyway, may I sound like Big Fatty, let me know how you do it.
Big Fatty, he's repeating himself, kind of like your gullet. Repeating.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.